Runners are always chasing fast times, trying to set records, and it turns out one of their favorite places to do that is just down the street from us. Who knew? It's the indoor track at Boston University. It even has a nickname. They call it the launching pad, though you'd never know it when I run on it. And last night, it launched a couple of runners to unprecedented heights. Here now is Alex Ashlock, was there and has this report.
The fans cheered Oregon's Galen Rupp like he was a rock star as he finished the fastest 5,000-meter race ever run by an American on an indoor track. Last January, before another adoring crowd, he had just missed the U.S. record in the indoor mile. So last night, he was thrilled to be back.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this before, but it is the fastest indoor track, I think, in the world. You know, I mean, just the bounce that you get off of it, just the way the turns are, you know, they're not too steep, and the crowd obviously is unbelievable. You know, they always show up and it really spur you on, you know, when you're starting to hurt. So this is my favorite place to run indoors by far.
One of Rupp's teammates is a 17-year-old high school senior named Mary Kane. She's already turned pro, and last night she ran the 1,000-meter race faster than any high school girl ever has. That made it a great night for the man who coaches the two runners, the legendary marathoner Alberto Salazar.
It is the fastest track, I think, in the world. I just know about the bounce on it, and, you know, I tell people it's like, what makes a Stradivarius? I don't know. It just supposedly is the best violin, and somehow the woodwork on this track and how they put it, it's just this work of art that creates especially fast times in the middle distance.
Robin Johnson directs the track and field program at Boston University. She agrees with Salazar, it's the wood.
Well, the track is just fast. I think we have a unique mix of the surface that Binance Sports put down and then wood underneath, and most other tracks have metal or aluminum underneath. And the, you know what it gives back? It's natural structure and natural surface, and it just gives back the nice amount. And the good thing about it is our athletes don't get injured either because, it's a natural surface.
And clearly, it's also a launching pad for fast times. Galen Rupp will be chasing two more records here in the coming weeks, in the mile and the 2 mile. And after last night, he's certainly off to a great start. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock in Boston.